Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf kif chavuv. We're holding the top line of the amud, middle of the line. Amr Ravina, Amr Rav Asi. B'chor shemicha micha. What is this referring to? We've been learning, of course, over the last couple of days that ein habachor noitel pishnayim b'shvach sheishbichu yisoyimim la'acha misas avien. Meaning, we had a machloikis as to what the parameters are of the din that eina b'char noitel pishnaim b'ro'oi kibamuchzik. The machloikis was between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. What are the parameters? What are the limitations of this halacha? Ultimately, yesterday we had a final psak, Amar Rav Papa on the Amud base, towards the bottom of the Amud. Ein ha-b'char noitel b'ro'oi kibamuchzik, and Rishbam said, we paskin like the Rabbonon, not like Rebbe. But kuli alma moide, that if the Yisoyimim were the ones that were mashbiach the nechosim la'achar mises havien, then the Bechor doesn't get pishnayim, because that certainly wasn't there at the time that the father passed away. So the Gemara said, for instance, banu batim, notu kramim, if the Yisoyimim after the father passed away took an empty piece of land that had belonged to the father, and then they built on it beautiful condominiums and co-ops and rental apartments, etc. Or they went and planted and they made a beautiful vineyard, and now, Baruch Hashem, rental income is coming in, and they sold some co-ops and some condos, and you have wine and all, Gishmak Kazachin. All of that is not split up Pishnayim, because that was only Ro'ui. When the father was around, he might have dreamt of building co-ops and condominiums. The problem was, it took him 10 years to go and get permission from the authorities to get it built. By that time, he had already passed away. So therefore, it's clear that the Bechor doesn't get Pishnai. Now, our Gemara explains, what happens? The Yisoyimim are about to embark on a building and construction, and or to go and plant a vineyard or what have you. And the Bechor says, Rabbi Isai, please stop at this moment. I want to do a chalukah right now. Give me two-thirds of the property, or two portions of the property, depending on how many brothers there are. I want my two portions. You can build your condominiums, you can go build your co-ops, go and plant vineyards, but give me man chaylik, and I will do with my chaylik what I want to do. I'm going to go build a besmedish there. I'm going to go build a mikveh, a yeshiva, or my own co-ops or condominiums. Leave me out of your plans. And guess what happens? They didn't listen. And they built, and they planted, and all the rest. Says our Gemara, in such a case, the Bechor would get Pishnayim, because he was moch, and he said, Rabbi, I don't want you to do that. They, in a sense, stole the property. Not really, but they planted it without his authority, and therefore he does get to Chalakim. So if you look at the Rishbam, Omer Avuna, Omer Avasi, it's about halfway down the Gemara, halfway down the narrow lines. Everybody agrees. He said to his brothers, "Al tashbichu chalki, chevre, stop, leave my chelik for me. Elo nachlik miyad. I want to make a chalukah today. Va'ashbiach ani shnei chalokim shli." I will take care of my, you take care of your property, I'll take care of my property. They kind of forgot about it and they didn't go and bother making the chalukah. In such a case, he does get pishnayim, because he was moicha. Aha. So getting back to Gemara, Amar Avuna, Amar Avasi, B'chor Shemicha, Micha, if he was Moich and said, I want to split up, and they didn't listen, and they planted, and they built, he gets Pishnai. Amar Rabba, Estava Tamed Rabasi, Ba'anovim U'botzrim, Zeisim U'moskim, Avaldorchim Lai. Says Rabba, I agree with what Ravasi is saying, but it's Mistaver that it's limited to those situations, such as Anovim U'botzrim. There was, in fact, already a vineyard, and the grapes were growing, and now it's time for harvest, and now the brother, the Bechor, said, Chevre, stop, I don't want you to go and harvest. And they didn't listen to him, and they harvested anyway. And the same thing for the zeisim, for the olives, and they harvested anyway. And now they cut it, and as a result of the fact that now it's cut produce as opposed to attached produce, it's gone up in price, it's appreciated. Since the Bechor had said, stop, 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 he gets pishnayim even in the appreciated value of the cut grapes or the cut olives. Avodorchim, if they went the next step and they took these anovim or zeisim and they tread upon them and they produced grape juice, wine, or olive oil, etc., loy, in such a case, even Avuna Marvasi would agree that the Bechor would not get the double portion in the appreciated price after it was tread and made into wine or oil. What's the reason why? Says the Gemara, says Rashbam, because let's remember what we learned back in Bava Kama. It says in Bava Kama, ha goizel eitzim basa'on kelim. Person stole wood, and he transformed the wood into kelim. What's it din mishalim kishasek zelim? He doesn't have to go and give back now the value of the appreciated kelim, because after all, he didn't steal kelim, he only stole eitzim. He only has to mishalim kishasek zelim, what the eitzim was worth when he stole it. Here too, says Rabbah, when these brothers, in a sense, stole the property by going and not only cutting the grapes, but going and treading upon them and crushing them and making them into wine, that's been a tremendous shinoi. It's not only a shinoi in the fact that until now it was grapes, and now it's wine, but also there's a shinoi Hashem, that before it was grapes, now it's wine. And before it was solids, and now liquids. A major, major change. In such a case, he does not, the Bechor would not get a double interest in the wine. He would only go and get the Kishas Agzela, as we'll explain further in a moment. That's what Rabbi said. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Afilu Dorchum, even Dorchum, even if he tread upon them, he would continue getting the double chelik. The Gemara assumes in the Havamina that Rav Yosef is saying is that now that the original grapes have been changed into wine, and now it's worth three times as much, four times as much, whatever, once again the Bechor gets Pishnayim because he was Mocha and he said, Chevra, leave my grapes for me, I'll do what I want to do with my grapes. Asks the Gemara, how could that be? Dorchem, if the brothers went so far as to crush the grapes and make them into wine, that's a big shinoi. Meikore in the, previously it was grapes, hashtachamra, and now it's wine. And if that's the case, we have the halacha in Mesechtes Bava Kama, ha-goizel eitzim v'asoan kelim mishalim kishas ha-agzela. And therefore the Bechor should not get Pishnayim in the value of the wine. He should only get the value of the grapes. How does Rav Yosef go against the Befeirish Halach, against the Befeirish Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Gimel in Bava Kama? Yokti Gemara, Kira Omer Rav Ukva Bar Chama. What did Rav Ukva Bar Chama say? Litin loyd mehezik anovav, hachenami nuisin loyd mehezik anovav. Explains Rishbam that in truth, Rav Yosef does not disagree with Rabbah. He holds just like Rabbah. That if the Yesoimim went and took these anovim and converted them into wine, avada, that's a major shinui. And avada, the Bechor does not get pishnayim in the accelerated, appreciated value of the new wine. So what did Rav Yosef say? Afilu Dorchem. What he meant to say is, what happened? Somebody's phone is going. And what happens if the wine afterwards went sour, or the barrel broke and the wine went and poured out into the sewer, into the street, or some other deterioration, mishap, diminution, and some other mishap. Oh, shkoyach Reb David. Some other mishap happened to this wine. So kadaita chamina that the Bechor should now suffer the consequences. After all, he has two portions. Says Rabbi Yosef, no. He's still going to go and get the benefit of the rule that he's going to get kishas hagzeila. whatever the anovim were then, if subsequently the wine went down in value, he does not suffer that diminution in value. Let's take a quick look at the Rishbam v'Rav Yosef Omer. Rav Yosef is roughly 8 lines into the wide lines of the Rishbam. Rav Yosef Omer, afilu dorchem, kasol kedaita hashba. Originally we thought that Rav Yosef meant to say that afilu dorchem, shokel b'shvach hayayin, b'shevach hayayin pishnayin, that if they went and crushed the grapes, made wine out of it, that the Bechor gets two portions in that wine. Finally, to come a time, they want to ask, how could that be Dorcham on my shakal pishnayim? Hameikar in the Bahashta Chamra, the Kanya Bishinoi, Kidaparishis, and you only have to be Mishalim Kishasa Zaylim. Umishani, the Gemara says, Ki Omer Avukva, the Kamon, Hachinami, Noisinloi Dmei Hezik Anovav. What does that mean? Kloima. Hay di Omer of Yosef Philodorchem loy lito shvach hayayin hayeser alo anovim Omar devade loy shokel el demei anovim, just like Rabba said elohachem hayeskinan shepiches hayayin, the yayin went down in value, the nishbach, it poured out, oynes kalkel, it went sour, what did Abduvit say, or some other mishap? Oh, she'ein shava k'mei anovim. Now, in fact, the wine is worth less than the original grapes. Sol k'day techamina, that the Bechor goes along for the ride and he takes two portions and the diminished value of the wine. They went down in value. Bechor noitel pishnayim ba'anovim b'tzurim k'dom she'yishavim wa'anovim. He gets the benefit of the old price when they were still grapes. The kibin de micha, since he was mocha, lehavalu ledrechanov mishaloi. What's their business of taking his grapes and going and treading upon them and crushing them? And therefore says Rishbam, Mara machode, umara machode veloi pligi. Rabba that said that you only get the value of anovum ubotrim, zesim umoskim, avdorchim loi, Rabba airi de ein noitu b'shvach hayayin. He's saying that you get two portions in the shvach, the appreciation of the grapes that are no longer attached to the vines. They're now harvested. They've gone up in value as a result. That he gets pishnayim. He doesn't get pishnayim of the wine. For the Yosefos of the Meimer, I agree. Dochinami loishakel avada. But what I'm talking about is loishakel betchis bechisus hayayim edmei anovim. I agree with Rabba that according to Rabba, you only, the buck stops here at the point of cutting and harvesting the grapes. You get pishnayim. If you went one step further and brought them to the winery to make them into wine, no. That already you don't get pishnayim for. Says Rav Yosef, I agree to Rabba, and I add one more nekuda, that in case, in fact, these grapes went down in value, they became sour grapes. Don't be a sour grape guy. You get the value of the full grapes the way they were at the time of the Geneva. What was the time of the Geneva? When they cut them, because they were not authorized to cut on behalf of the Bechor. So there's no machloket between Rabbi Nervasi and Rav Yosef after all. So getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara said, "Kiddi Omer Rav Ukva Bar Choma Litin Loidmei Hezek Anovim," that the amount of the pishnayim will not be measured by the diminished value of the wine, but according to the appreciated value of the grapes. Hachanami, here too, Noisin Loidmei Hezek Anovim. The question is, Heicha Itmad Rav Ukva Bar Choma? Where did we find this Ukva Bar Choma? Ahadi Omer Rav Yura Meshmul. And this Rav Yonah Meshmul is almost word for word the same Gemara that we said until now. You have Bechor Ubashut, Shiniach Lenavi and Anovim, and the Bechor said to the Pashut, Rebbe Leim, stop, you take your portion, I take my portion, I'll do the harvesting on mine, you do the harvesting on yours. And the Pashut didn't listen, and Anovim Ubashutim, and he harvested them. Zeisim Amoskim, he harvested the olives. Bechor Noitil Pishnayim, Afilu Dorchem, even if the Pasha didn't listen and he went and crushed the grapes into wine. Feitimora, how could that be? Get pishnayim even in the wine. Dorchem Eikara Invi, Hashta Chamra. There's a major shinui. And every ganef, every gazan is koina bishinui. And therefore you should only have to pay Kishas HaGzela. Amar Mar Ukvon, before we had Amar Rav Ukvon Bar Chama, later Lloyd May Hezek Anovim, Avad and Avada, you don't get two Chalokim in the appreciated value of the wine, because there was a major Shinoi, and the Hoshet was Koine B'Shinoi. That, that the Gemara said, that you get the benefit of Filu Dorchum, just means that if it went down in value, the Bechor does not lose out because of that diminution in value. Nushtikl. Omer Vasi. Bechor Shenotel Chedek Kiposhet Viter. They were splitting up the estate. They split up the first property. There were, Lamashal, 10 properties. Property number one, they split it up, and the Bechor said to the Poshet, you know what? Let's do 50-50. I know I'm entitled to two-thirds, one-third. I'm being nice, I'm being generous, I'm being good. Let's do 50-50.
On this one property, or what's the word?
That's going to be the Gemara's discussion.
I'm sure the Rabbis, from just the Poshet words, Poshet is 50-50.
Poshet means, of course, the non-Bechor. The Bechor, of course, is the Bechor. There are only two brothers, no more. Bechor and Poshet. So what should be the din? The Bechor should get Pishnayim, two-thirds. The Poshet should get one-third. There are 10 properties. They're first dividing up the first property.
Oh, Poshet means the person is down.
Okay. You're right. You're doing fine. You're doing Chas Hashem, you're doing a good job. It's very Poshet. The Poshet is splitting up the property together with the Bechor. It's the first of 10 properties. The Bechor says, you know what? 50-50. You're entitled to two-thirds. 50-50. Says the Gemara, Viter, he was Mavata. Mavata means he waived his rights to two-thirds. If he wants to do that, he's certainly entitled to. Shokti Gemara, my Viter, how far does this go? How far reaching? After all, there are another 9 properties. Is the Machloike Rav Papa and Rav Papi. And both of them are arguing in the name of Rava. Rav Papa, Mishmei de Rava, Omar Viter, Bo'oise Soda. Property number one, 50-50. Once we get to property number two, he still has a right to two-thirds. And certainly property number three and property number four. He was only Mavater in this property, not all 10 properties. The Papi Mishmei de Rava Amar Vita Becholam Echosim Kulam. Once he's Mavater.
Once makes the declaration, son of.
Exactly. This runs through the entire estate, not just property number one. Now the question is, why? Where do you take this from? Rapop and Rapapi are arguing about what it says in the Torah that a Bechor loses loy pishnai. And we already had in the Gemara before, loses loy is a loshen matana. And the question is, when does he become vested in this matana? Immediately when the father passes away. At that point, split instant, he gets now Pishnayim, even before the Chalukah. Or do I say, no, all the brothers are the same, until it comes to the time of splitting it up. Now you split it up, now you get the Matana of the Pishnayim. Versus me, Nafkimina. The Nafkimina is, according to Rapa, he holds that Ein Loi Bechor Koinim Chalukah. He does not get the second portion until they split it up. So at the moment that they're splitting Amadi Osli Yodai, that first property that we're now splitting, now the Matana is going to hit, and he says, Poshet, I don't need the Matana. Soin the Matana is Yichya, I'm prepared to live with 50-50. But that's the first Matana of the 10 Matanas, of the 10 properties. Now when we come to the second property, and we start splitting it up, he didn't get his Bechoyra shaft, his Bechoyra portion in that property, until now when we're splitting it up. No. Bechor, are you still Moichel? No, I'm not Moichel anymore. Oh, Yidichle Ochel. He was not Mavater. He was only Mavater in what he was Mavater, but not more than that. But Rav Papi Mishmei de Rav Omar, Vita Bechol Nechosim Kulim Kasav Yeshlo Bechor Koinim Chalukah. As soon as father passed away, even before they split up the estate, mainly the last of the narrow lines, even before the father, after the father passed away, even before the assignment split up the estate, the Bechor already owned two chalokim in all of the properties, in everything. He already received the matanah. And therefore now, when it comes to property number one, and they're splitting it up and says, Rabbi Yisai, I am Moichel, that Mechila runs through all the properties. Ochel Baha.
How could that be? It's one property. They're different shemos, different locations. And the Bechor is saying, I'm mochling this property. Why are we taking now and trapping him into releasing a sixth of all the other nine properties. That doesn't seem make sense. If he meant it, he'd say, I'm mocha on everything. But he's just talking about this property.
If he would have said it, we could skip this whole gemara.
Exactly. I'm saying the same thing. He's saying, we're dividing this property.
If they would have specified and said, dafka this one.
The thing is that it's automatic. The minute the father died, we assume, based on halacha,
yes,
that he gets a two-third share.
Right.
So his modification is a change of the rules. He's changed the rules.
They're dividing up one property. Why are they saying they're dividing up one?
He changed the rules. Of course, is what he changed. You see, he didn't specify. So that's the shaykh.
Mm-hmm.
It's automatic. That the minute the father dies, he's already a two-thirds owner of this
guy. They're fine. If you look at the Rishbam, 6-7 lines from the bottom. Well, first let's go with the previous Rishbam. Kosova ein loy lebchor. This is about 10-12 lines from the bottom. Kosova ein loy lebchor. Chelik bechoyra loy losays v'loy limkar. He didn't receive anything. He can't sell. He can't buy. He can't do. It's not his. Koyim chaluka. Before the chaluka, he got nothing. Kirachsiv losays loy pishnayim. Adi asliyode demakabel matana. Losays loy until he receives it. Now the first property is now up for splitting up. Now it's the Shas Chalukah. Now we're at the table. Let's split it up.
The lawyer's office now is the
truth. All the other properties we're not even talking about yet. And he didn't get the matana yet. The Shas Chalukah is achibu. The Koshkin, the Chedim, Shitas, etc. So therefore, all the other nine, since they're not at the table yet, we haven't split them up yet, when he said, now, I'm Mavater, he cannot be Mavater on the other nine.
He doesn't have.
Skipping now to the next Rishba. Yesh l'bchor koinim chalukah. V'af al-gav the Chedik Pashit ein loy. The Chedik Pashit he doesn't get. The Haksiv loses loy pishnayim, which is referring to the case of the Bechayra. Mishas shemesu av hu roi litin loy. This matana al tzbechor, it was roi to get already at that time. Hilkach bebechor talia milza to bishar sheyirtze, whenever he wants to, yiske bechalkai. Soon as father died, he had that entitlement immediately of pishnayim. Anytime he wants, he can go and start grabbing his second chayim. Come on, Liel. Chor shemicha micha. The baruch mechor can be moich and say, chevra, don't touch my part of the property, it's mine. Ve'ilkach, yesh koich b'yod limcha kol sho'o she'yirtze. Zayin adavashe ba'la oylam. It's no longer davashe loy ba'la oylam, since he received the matana as soon as the father passed away, now it's his for taking, and it's his for being mevater, for waving. Ve'nan tzadi, chiheichi de'ochel ba'asada, ochel be'kulu. Ve'kibin de'yesh koich b'yod liskois, so the papi says it's not a dovish lebol ha'olam, it's his, and since he said he's moichel on the first, anan tzadi that was intention all along about the other ten. Barry says, but maybe he only meant the first one. Presumably, since he has his entitlement as soon as father passed away, if he wanted taka the others, he should have said, he could have said, he would have said, by the first chalukah, Rabbi Yisai, this is a shvacha property, 50-50. I'm not talking about the others. This one. By not specifying and stipulating, apparently he is a vatra, and he said, it's okay, fine, 50-50 is fine, Baruch Hashem, I have enough, you have need more, etc., etc.
He
doesn't have to be.
Then is this kinyan happen?
It's not a kinyan. That's the machlok between a bop and a papi.
Is he zocher and
is he zocher
without effort? Without effort.
We have to have this family get together with a distribution. That's what he.
Gemara Masechtas Brachos says that if Chas Shalom a person loses a father, we know what's the bracha that he has to make. Baruch Taina Emes. But it says at the same time, if the father left him over tremendous Yerusha, he should also say Baruch HaToy V'Metiv. Now, he didn't get the Yerusha yet. The Yerusha is only going to be in 6 months or in a year or whenever they split it up. According to the papi, that's beautiful. He got it right now. On the spot, he thanks Hashem. Baruch Hashem. For the first time in my life, now I'm a wealthy man. Anyway, this is the machloikis between Rav Papa and Rav Papi. Now, it's not as if there was a legal forum and Rav Papa and Rav Papi got up to give speeches, but rather Rav Papa and Rav Papi, Rav Papi and Rav Papa, La Befeirish Itmar Elami Chlova Itmar. It was all based on a Maisa Shehoya. What was the Maisa Shehoya? The Hu Bechor, the Ozel Zoven Nechse Didei U De Poshet. There was a Bechor, he was the oldest, obviously, he's the Bechor, and there were a lot of Nechassim, and he decided to go and do a quick fire sale of all the Nechassim on his behalf and on behalf of the Pshutim, without even asking the Pshutim. And he sold it all, got money, and of course he's going to divide it up, two-thirds, one-third, whatever the ratio was, depending on how many brothers it were. And guess what happened? Ozel Yasr b'nei Poshet, the other brothers who were b'nei Poshet, they were pshutim, or the children of pshutim, b'nei Poshet, lemeichel tamri mihano'u lekuchais. Meaning, among the properties that were sold, there were orchards where you had palm trees, where they had dates at the top of the palm tree, and these were also by the Bechor to the lekuchais. But the B'nai Poshet were not happy about it because they wanted tomorrow, and they went over to the Kuchais for the purpose of climbing up the trees and harvesting and taking down the tomorrow, the dates. Mochino and the Kuchais went and gave him patch and said, get out of here, we bought it. It's Amalu Kroivim. So the Kroivim of the Bechor, and presumably of the B'nai Poshet, said to those Lekuchais, "Loi mistayed is of Nesinu l'nechsayu. It's bad enough that you purchased these Nechosim without the authority of the Pshutim, just by going and asking the Bechor. Ela mimcha nami machiseluhu. You're pouring salt into the wound. Why are you going and giving them klep? Why are you going and hitting them? They are within their rights. They're saying, nobody asked us. The Bechor, of course, has a right to sell his property, but doesn't have a right to go and sell our property unless we agreed to it. And therefore, Zek the Gemara, that's what the Kroivim were saying to the Lekuchais. The question is, who's right and who's wrong? Also, the Kami, the Rava, then came in front of Rava, Omer lehu, what does that mean? The bottom Rashbam, the Bechor was not authorized to go and sell the Nechassim. Not authorized. Now the question is, how far was he not authorized? He had no right to go and sell half of the Nechassim. What means he didn't have a right to go and sell half the Nechassim? He didn't have a right to go and sell the Chedek HaPoshut. The Chedek HaPoshut, neither his Chedek HaPoshut or the brother's Chedek HaPoshut. What he had a right to do was to go and sell the Chedek B'choira. That he had a right. Because this holds like Rav Papi. The Rav Papi says that you get the Bechor Shaft, you get that entitlement as soon as the father passed away. So the two portions of this date orchard, he had every right to go and sell. Yeah. But not the chedik that belongs to the pshutim. And therefore, he also klumba palga. That's what Rava meant. You could not sell the chedik kaposh, but the chedik kabachori is allowed to sell. Or marzav ebekulu, that Rava meant to say, he cannot even sell the chedik kabachori. Why can't he sell the chedik kabachor? Because he didn't get the chedik bachor. When do you get your chedik bachor? At the time of chalukah. They didn't do chalukah yet. Therefore, the bachor didn't have any entitlement to anything. That was the svara of Rav Papa. The Rav Papa says you only get the matana b'shas chalukah. Kim tachos, the Rav Papa and Rav Papi, when they said their halacha about when the matana hits, do you get it immediately at the father's p'tira, or only the times of the chalukah, they didn't talk expressly the gabi this halacha that we were talking about being moichel on one property, moichel on all the properties. They were talking about based on this master shahoya of Rava, where Rava said that the mechor is sold, he didn't have the capacity and the authority to sell. So on that, Rav Papa and Rav Papi now argued, what did Rava mean? And that's why the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, Rav Papa mishmei the Rava, and Rav Papi mishmei the Rava. Did Rava mean that the entire sale is void, zero? Or did he mean to say is that that part which is not the Bechor's portion is not valid? But the Bechor portion is valid, and that was a good sale. Yes, Barry, what do you want to ask?
We've distinguished now between the Shas Petira and Shas Chalukah.
Correct.
Shach Patira happens when it happens.
Sure.
Chalukah
is when they have it, whenever they're ready.
So, what is, so is there I mean, is there rabbinically, is there a ceremony, is there a requirement? What is the chalukah? We've talked about it in sort of this amorphous commercial way. They divide up the property
right.
Or the lawyer's office. Mm-hmm. What is the chalukah? What are we talking about chalukah?
Whenever the brothers get together for
and,
the purpose of splitting.
And then they kinyanim on the properties. I'm taking this side and I also baporta and all this is like a regular closing, like between arm's length transaction.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They split up. Anyway, shol chamitam. So what's halacha lemaisa? Shol chamitam b'chor shemochar koydim chaluka. The b'chor sold before the chaluka of the nechasim liyasa klum. Alma ein loyd b'chor koydim chaluka. That's what they sent from Eretz Yisrael. We've had the shol chamitam a few times in the last few days in the Gemara. B'chor that sold before chaluka is garnished. Ein loyd b'chor koydim chaluka. In other words, like Rav Papi said, that he does not get the matana until later on. Is it Rapapi or Rapapa? Because Rapapa said,
gets it time of Tira.
Ein lebechor koydim chaluka. It was Rapapa that said, Ein lebechor koydim chaluka, ma'ad osli yodi ochel. Rapapi says, that kasavi yesh lebechor koydim chaluka. So therefore, no, okay, nothing happened. Yeah, exactly, it gets confusing. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ein lebechor koydim chaluka, we hold like Rapapa and not like Rapapi, that there is no chedik, no entitlement until the time of chaluka. Vilchasa. We disagree with what the Shulchan Mitam say, and we follow Rav Papi, that Rav Chor does get a case, he does get the Chalukah, he does get his Chedek Bechor as soon as the father passed away, and therefore if the Bechor is Mavater on one, he's Mavater on all, like Rav Papi said. And in fact, the Gemara tells us this in startling, striking colors. What's I striking colors? Marzutra mida Rizva. Marzutra from a place called Rizva or Dirizva. Polag bitzana de pilpili bahadi achin bishove. Among the nechosin that were left over by their father was a basket full of pilpel. Pilpel means peppers or peppercorns. And he split it up with his brothers bishove 50-50 even though he was the bechor. Also the kamid ravashi omalei. Hoil vitarta bimiktas. In other words, our Gemara is taking this one step further, not only the case of 10 pieces of real estate, but even though they only split up this basket full of pilpul, which are even metalklin, exactly.
That, precedent?
That already set a precedent for the rest
so
of the chalukah. Exactly. If he wants to protest and say, no, only on this, I don't need to. I got plenty of peppers, I don't need your peppers, right. I can take 50-50. However, if he doesn't say anything, and he says, yeah, he takes 50%, sounds like he's been mavater and everything, otherwise he has to protest, he has to be moich and say, the people, I'll take 50%, but the rest, I still want my two-thirds or my two portions, like I am entitled to.
I understand this philosophically, that a person should be so obstinate and quite minor Yerusha, a minor thing, mm-hmm. because of the outcomes of other things.
It's interesting, there is no Aleph Beis Gimel over here. So you have to look up the Rambam and Shechonor how the Psak is. But anyway, but that's what the Gemara concludes, that even if in minor things he says, yeah, it's okay, 50-50, that already establishes precedent for all the Chalukah, and presumably his lawyer will tell him at the time of splitting up the pilpul, tell them very clearly,
only the
pilpul and nothing but the pilpul, because the rest of it I'm going to go and split up two portions because I'm the Bechor, and I'm entitled to my double entitlement.
He's really getting himself into trouble by starting
sure.
out.
He sure is. Or the person happens to be super wealthy and he's happy to move out there, you know. Good. On to the next mission. Zuk the Mishnah Vayter. Ha'oyme ish ployni b'ni b'chor lo yito pishnai. Ish ployni b'ni lo yirash im erchav lo yomar klum. Shehisna mashikos v'batayra. What the Gemara is telling us is that if you have a situation with a b'chor or you have a situation with other kids, you have to make sure that you follow the precepts of the Torah. And the precepts of the Torah are, he says, I have five sons, I love all of them exactly the same, I don't want to give the Bechor a double portion because I like him just as much as I like Yankel, I like Beryl, I like Shmerel. They're all just equally dear to me, I want them all to get the same. Or he says, Ish ploini b'ni lo yirash imechav, one particular son I don't want him to go and Yarshin together with the other sons. Why? Either because I'm not happy with him, or maybe he's independently wealthy. He doesn't need my money. Let the other brothers get more money. All of these things are worthless. If that's what he said, it's worthless. He's going against what the Torah says. However, what happens if you have a shchimra, and the shchimra is now issuing his oral tzavua, and he's saying, Rabbi Sai, Chas Shalom, I'm about to pass away, Rachmon Litzlan, and I'm giving you a matana from now. Matana is a different story. Any person can give matana to anyone. And therefore, if before a person passes away, he wants to give a matana, mechayim, to one son more and one son less, and give the Bechor a fifth and not two portions, and give the other four sons, all to each one fifth. Anything which is matana, not la'achar misa, but he's mitzava now, that's okay. So therefore, essentially, this halacha is an exception to the rule that we just enunciated. If the father's intention in the reisha was that la'achar misa, he wants that all the boys should get exactly the same, and the bechor should not get a second portion, or he says, I don't want one of my sons to yashin, that's not going to work. However, if he's mechalik nechosav whilst he's still alive, by giving a matana, mechalik nechosav al piv, ribali echad amir v'yechad, he gave one son more, he gave one son less, v'yishul hen is a bechor, and he made the bechor the same as everybody else, zvar of kayamin, then it works. But it only works, says our Mishnah, if he uses the term matana. Because if he says, I want the Bechor to Yarshin, to inherit, just like everybody else, no good. If he says, I want all the other boys to get a special present, and that special present is that they should go and get the same amount as the Bechor, and the Bechor should not be treated differently from them, I'm giving them all the presents that everybody splits it up the same way, then it works if you use the Lashon Matan. Now what happens if the person used both Lashonis? As you know, very often you get documents, the lawyer's charged per word, and he says, I hereby assign and transfer and bequest and bequeath and hand over and give and that. The question is, what is the ikar? Even though there are lishoinus of Yerusha in the document, as long as you use the term matan at least once, that trumps. Don't get upset by the term. It supersedes the any lishoinus of Yerusha, and you follow the lashon of matana, and that would work. So matana works, but Yerusha does not work. And of course, the Gemara is going to delve into this in greater detail. But first, we talk about the ratio of the Mishnah. With the ratio of the Mishnah said that a person is not allowed to be masna amashukosim batoira, and if he's masna, it's worthless, it's not valid. And we all know there's a very famous machloikis about a person who's masna amashukosim batoira. What's the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Kuli al-moidu, you cannot be masna on something which is not financially based. If the Torah tells you a chiyuv of one sort or another, which is not financial, can't be masna. Something, however, which is financial, that already is machlok between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Oh, what are you talking about? Financial, what are you talking about? Oh, so Gemara is going to tell us. Leim masizin loik Reb Yehuda. Te'i Reb Yehuda ha'omar bedove shel ma'amayim tenoi kayim. Desanya. Ha'oyim al-isha. Hari'at mikudashes li almanash she'enloch olai she'er ksus vi'oyna. As we know, every husband has to go and give his wife the minimum of three things. She'er ksus vi'oyna. It's a machloikis and mesechtes kedushin and ksus exactly what she'er means. But for our purposes as Rishbam, she'er means food. Ksus, of course, means clothing, and oina means that he's going to have marital relations with his wife. Every husband has to provide those three as a minimum to his wife. Food, clothing, and relations. What happens if the husband, this chusin, apparently is entering into a marriage which is not going to be very romantic, and he says to his wife, he says to the kala, I marry you, but only on the tanai, that I have no obligations to give you food, no obligation to give you clothing, no obligation to live with you. Doesn't mean I'm not going to live with you, but I have no such obligation. Jogt do de Breise, Harzim Kudashis, Utsnoi Bottle, Divra Meir. All those three Sherexus for Aina fall by the wayside because he's Master Mashakosa Batoira. The Knai is Bottle, it's as if he said nothing. It's as if he just said Harry Atma Kudashis Lee. And the Kedushin is Chal Dot. The view the Oyime Bedavishal Momain Tnoi Kaim. Meaning of these three, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda says to Meir, in the case of the oina, that tanoi bottle, because marital relations is not a financial thing, but sharing ksus, clearly that's a davar shel mamon. You can measure it in money, share food for a day, for a month, for a year, ksus, clothing, that's financial stuff. There she can be mavata. In other words, she says, fine, Baruch Hashem, I have enough money, I'm a rich girl, I got money from my father, from my grandfather, I don't need your mazoinus, I don't need your ksus. In fact, I happen to be an EVP working for a fancy bank, and I, Baruch Hashem, make enough money, so she can be mevatel. So, b'dovah shel momin tanoi kai. That being the case, getting back to our Mishnah is only talking about financial stuff. The tzavah that the father is saying is totally money. He's not saying, I want one of you to learn Mishnayos one day, and I want you to go and daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you daven Nusach Sfard. He's not talking about religious stuff. Everything is like money over here. If it's money, according to Yehuda, Bedovishal Moment, so why couldn't he go and change it? After you want to take of Yehuda, the mission go according to Yehuda too. Hasim Yod the Kamachla. In the case of the Chasana, under the Chuppah, when the Chusa says the Kalei Rat Mekadesh is Libet Vaz Zukidas Moshe Yisrael, but Al Tanai Shein Loch Sher Ksuz Vi Oina, she listens to it very, very carefully, and she nods her head. On the money aspect, she was Moichel. Fine, no Sher, no Ksuz. Oina, she cannot, she can be Moichel, but that Tanai doesn't help, because Masa Masha Gosu Batayra. But on the financial stuff, she can be Moichel. However, in our case, Hachel Loi Kamachel, the son, the Bechor, that is being deprived of his second portion, I'm not Michael. So why doesn't he go and speak up when his father is saying, you Bechor get the same as everybody else? Says Rishbam, because this son still has Kibarav. His father Nebuch is a Shechimara, and he's divvying up the Nechasim. He's afraid if he's going to go and say, father, I'm entitled to do Chalakim, the father's going to get upset, he's going to get angry, and Chas V'Shalom, maybe he'll die prematurely as a result. So the fact that the son is quiet, that is no indication that he's being Moichel. He knows what's going on, but he doesn't want him to Mitzayer his father. If you look at the Rishbam, fourth wide line, all the way down below, Hasan Kamachla, Shalmanas Kane, Kiv the Kedushin. She says, yeah, I mask him to the marriage. Ubahi Yenod, the Kaddish Law, Machla Lay, she's Moichel. The Kim the Kibla the Kedushin, Minay, Nisrat is Limcha, she was Moichel. Aval Hacha mi Machel, Mahano Yesh Loi Leben Shiyimcha, why should he be Moichel? The Avavishasak Shosakaben ain't Zimukhila, then a roitzala hachis is of him. He just doesn't want his father to get upset, to get angry, so he's quiet. But he's not Moichel. I very much want my chelik bechor. Therefore, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that you can be Masa Masha Kosin Bat Torah? It takes two to tango. If the second person says, I mask him, fine. The Tanai is Mekuyim. It works. However, if one person is Masna and the other person is not Maskim, even Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree that you cannot be Masna Masha Kosin Bat Torah. Next, Omar of Yosef. Omar Ishplay. Now we are talking about really the din of Yakir. What means the din of Yakir? Ki es a bechor ben asnua Yakir losis loy pishnayim bechol ashi imotzi loy. The question is, how do we know that someone is a bechor? Of course, if you have two Edom can establish anything. The question is, I don't have two Edom. I'm establishing it based on the father's say so. So Omar of Yosef, Omar ish ploini. If a man said, Bni Bechoiri, who noitel pishnayim, he says, Bni Bechoiri who, or Bni Bechoiri, he says about this son, I have 10 sons, this son, Yankel, he is my oldest, he is my Bechor, he's noitel pishnayim, he gets a double. Ish ploini Bechoiru, he doesn't say Bechoiri who, he says Ish ploini Bechoiru, ain't a noitel pishnayim. What does it mean to be Bechoiri and Bechor? We know that it's his son. I mean, what's going on? that he said that his son is a Bechor, it's a Bechor. But it's not my Bechor, it's my wife's Bechor. I have a Bechor from an earlier marriage, and therefore he is not the real Bechor that is entitled to Pishnaim. Pishnaim of Nachla is only goes after the father, doesn't go after
it's
the mother.
Kohen, not a Bechor Nachla. Lashon
right.
Bechor,
why is it Bechor Lekohen? Because by a Kohen... True, but why is it different? Because over there the halach is it's better rechem. Rechem means the rechem of the mommy, not the rechem of the father. Most fathers don't have a rechem. Hatrachmanis rabbi say. So therefore, better rechem means the mommy's rechem. So her firstborn is the bechor for pidyon ben purposes, but not for purposes of nachla. Nachla goes after the father. Good. Hahudi yos lekami the rabba bar bar chana. Omalei mchsakani bezeh shehu bechor. I know that that guy happens to be a Bechor, and Rishbam says, and there were two of them. It wasn't just one Eid, there were two Eidim, and they said, I know that that guy's a Bechor, and therefore, Bezdin give him two Chalokim in the Nachla.
The father shouldn't have told him.
And now comes time for Chalukah, and the Bechor comes on the scene, Ich ben a Bechor, and the other brothers say, we don't know that you're a Bechor, we don't know. Yeah. Anyway, two Eidim come and say, we know this guy's a Bechor. Amrulei, so Rabbi Bechana said, how do you know that he's a Bechor? I remember whenever he was in Shul and this Bechor was causing trouble, the father would say about him, you're a Bechor Sichla. What's I Sichla? Rishbam says Sichla means Shaita. Dei Bechor Shaita, Dei Bechor Shaita. So instead of just calling him Stama Shaita, he called him Bechor Shaita. So I heard the father saying Bechor Shaita numerous times, so I know he's the Bechor.
He may be my firstborn, but
he... Everything he wants to answer him, to the Bechor the Imahu. The Chol Bukhra the Ima Nami Bukhra Sikhla Karulei. So he says, maybe like the Gemara said a moment ago, it's not Bechori, it's not my Bechor, it's her Bechor. And in fact, says Rabbi Bechana,
can I call you back? I'm in the shir now.
Every mother's Bechor is in a sense a Bechor Sikhla. What means a Bechor Sikhla? He has the title of a Bechor. You have the obligations of a Bechor that you have to go and be poidim, but unfortunately he doesn't have the entitlements, he doesn't get the assets of the Bechor. So in that sense, he's a Bechor Sichla, he's a Bechor Shaita, and the Rishbam Shtel too, the Gemara Mesech the Sukkah, that we speak about at Hodos Shaita. What's a Hodos Shaita? Hodos, as you know, is supposed to have three leaves coming out from every single point. What happens if it's two and one? It looks like a beautiful hadas. People, oh, it's that beautiful screen and it's nice and it's tall and it's short and it's this and it's that. But once you look carefully and see it's two and one, it's Nebuch has other shaita. So here too, Nebuch, everybody calls him Bechor, Bechor, Bechor. But now when it comes payday, the father passed away, he doesn't get a double portion. Nebuch is a Bechor shaita because he was the mommy's Bechor and not the daddy's Bechor. And those are the Gemara. So therefore, that they call him Bechor Sichla, you could call any Bechor of a mommy a Bechor Sichla. That was the custom, if you will. Tum Bechor de Imahu, Bechor Bechor de Imah, Nami Bechor Sichla, Karle Azay Rifin. Next shikl. How would you ask the Kamed Rab Chanina? Omalei mechzakani b'zeshu b'char. I know that he's b'char. And the Shbam says it too. Eidim both say we know he's a b'char. Omalei minoh, how do you know that he is a b'char? Omalei d'chiyavu osu l'gabi avua. When the people would come to their father, omalehu zivu l'gabi shikhas b'ri d'b'chruhu umasi roikei. Very interesting. The Gemara tells us, we have to speak to the Grace of Doctorim, that in the times of Chazal, if Chas Shalom, a person had some sort of
eye problem,
and they needed to have some sort of potion to put on it, some sort of shmirachs, if you didn't have whatever, any eye ointment, the best thing to do would be to go to a Bechor Li'aba and ask him for a little bit of his spittle. And you put that spittle on wherever.
Probiotics. It's a common thing. You take a bacteria from one and you give it to the other and it heals. It's called probiotics now. It's a whole subset of medicine.
Right?
I'm not making it up. Absolutely. We'll call it alternative medicine.
Alternative medicine. But what is fascinating is that Gemara is going to tell us it only works with the spittle of the Bechor, the Abba, and not the Bechor, the Ima.
Because he has the Y chromosome from the...
He has the right chromosomes, exactly. Right. It's the X meant the Y meant the Z. Right. And it works if it happens to be from the father, but not if it's Bechor, the Ima. Anyway, speak to your local doctors whether they still administer that type of medication today. But that was in the times of Chazal, that was a proven type of potion, a remedy, that they used to use the spittle of the Bechor, the Abba. So says the Gemara, I know that he was the Bechor. How do I know the Bechor? Because people would come to his father. Maybe his father gave an Asha doctor, or maybe his father Stam gave good Aitzes, and he would say to them, oh, you have an eye problem, an eye ailment. Zilu Legabe Shikhasbri, go to my son whose name was Shikhas, that was his name. The Bechor is the Bechor, and his roik will go do be a good remedy to go and take care of your eye problem. Maybe he's the Bechor of the Aim. How do you know it's the Bechor of the Av? Kemiru, you have the Kabbalah. The Bechor of the Abba, Masi Ruke. Bechor of the Ima, Masi Ruke. The Roik only works if it's a Bechor of the Abba and not a Bechor of the Ima. No shtickle. Omra Bami. Tumtum shen nikra benim tzachar. We all know that a tumtum is that he is sosum. It's closed up. That when the child was born, we did not see either identifying signs of a boy or identifying signs of a girl, because that whole area down below was all covered up, and now we have to do a surgery to figure out, is it a boy or is it a girl? But at the time that he was born, or she was born, we did not know. So, after the doctor said, the boy, well, Hashem, this baby is now healthy enough, you can do surgery, a week later, a month later, a year later, they take a nikra, they take a cut it open, the nimtzezocha, and they take a found inside there was a gid, and it abeyim, and they called the moil to machana briz, yo, it's a zocha. And it's a bechor. So the chayre bechor, noitel bishnayim. No. Ain't a noitel bishnayim. Why doesn't he take as the bechor and as a zocha? The Gemara is dashing, v'hoya ha-ben, v'hoya is a lashon havaya, meaning that the existence of this ben bechor has to be ab initio from the beginning of creation. Actually, ben mishas havaya. When this ben was born, at that time, and everybody's, mazel tov, baruch Hashem, v'hoya, it was, this child was born, already at that time, you have to be able to say that it's taka ben. Did you ask the nurse? No, a boy, a girl. I'm not sure. Right. What do you mean you're not sure? It's a tum-tum. Therefore, in such a case, then it does not have the status of Bechor to get Bishnaim. It's got to be at that moment.
But Yossi Dofin would have that status. The Mishnah Bechor is a Moshe. Yossi Dofin is a Bechor Lenachla, right?
That's true, but that's not our Gemara. And there's no din of the Chamesh Shkolim. You don't have to go and give Chamesh Shkolim. Good, but we're not talking about that now. We're talking now about Hilchos.
I'm talking about surgery, so I'm thinking about Yossi Dofen.
Good. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar. If it turns out that this tumtum in later years is going to be a rebellious son, where there are all types of dinim of ben tzayr moira, it do not apply to him. Why not? The Yomakra. Ki yiyye liish bein tzayr moira. Again, we have this yiyye bein. Actually, ben mishas avay. It had to be at the time that he was born. They knew that he was already a ben. If it turned out at that time that he was a tumtum, so we don't know whether he's a boy or a girl, he could not decide until subsequent surgery. He does not have the din of Bechor. He also doesn't have the din of Ben Sayrum Mayra.
Wow.
Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. Have a Freilich and Yom Tov, one and